Welcome back to Why I Love. I'm Nigel. Thank you for taking this time with me. If you're new here, this is the place where we explore the quiet, powerful truth that loving others begins with learning to love ourselves. Today's episode is called The Mirror of Neighborly Love, Small Acts That Teach Us to Love Ourselves. Over the next little while, I want to walk with you through a simple story, a few surprising insights, and three very practical things you can try this week. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. So let me ask you something to start. Why is it that when we do something kind for someone else, sometimes we come away feeling more whole than after we've done something just for ourselves? That subtle glow you get after you truly listen to a friend, or after you show up without an agenda, why does it land inside you as if it's teaching you how to care for yourself, too?
I want to tell you a small story. It was an ordinary Wednesday, groceries, the usual rush, and I saw an older man by the store entrance fumbling with his wallet and a few receipts. I could have walked right past. I was late, I told myself. But something nudged me to slow down. I walked over, offered to carry his bags, and ended up standing with him while he unlocked his car. He told me his name, Tom, and that he'd been coming to that store for 30 years. He thanked me for listening to a silly anecdote about a cat that kept stealing his parking spot. The thing is, as I drove away, I noticed a warmth that wasn't just about being helpful. I felt seen. I felt connected. And that feeling quietly told me something about how I'd been treating myself.
That moment with Tom didn't fix any big problem in my life, but it did crack open a small place inside me where I'd been too harsh, the part that keeps a running list of my failures and forgets the small mercies. When I offered presents to someone else, that practice reflected back the value I wasn't letting myself feel. It's like looking into a mirror that doesn't judge. It just shows you what's already true. You matter.
There's both spiritual and psychological reason for this. Spiritually, many of us know this simple teaching, love your neighbor as yourself. I'm not here to preach in a way that excludes anyone. Think of that as an invitation, not a rule. The idea is that loving outwardly and loving inwardly are fundamentally connected. Psychologically, caring for someone else activates empathy circuits in our brain. We practice perspective taking, patience, and kindness. Those same circuits, when turned toward ourselves, rewrite old tapes of self-criticism into something softer.
So how does outward love become an inward mirror? Three quick ways. First, presence. When you give someone your undivided attention, you remind yourself you are capable of attentive love. Second, humility. Serving someone frees you from the performative loop and lets you be real. Third, validation. Seeing a person light up because of your care reflects back your worth, not because you earned it, but because it's simply present in you.
Now, and I promise these are small and doable, here are three practical exercises you can try this week. They are time-boxed, so they feel possible even on a busy day. Try them as experiments, not obligations. Growth is gradual. Imperfection is okay. First, the 5-minute active listening exercise.
5-minute active listening. Find someone, a partner, friend, coworker, or neighbor, and ask if they have 5 minutes to share something on their mind. For 5 minutes, your only job is to listen. No problem solving, no advice, just reflect back what you hear. Say things like, "It sounds like you felt," or "That seemed important because." After 5 minutes, thank them and share one line about what you noticed in yourself while listening. Maybe you felt patient. Maybe you noticed impatience. The point is to make the inward observation part of the exercise. That tiny habit teaches you that your presence has value, both for them and for you.
Exercise 2, the compassionate self-note. This takes 2 minutes and one quiet surface. A sticky note, your phone note app, whatever. Write one sentence to yourself that names a small truth. I showed up today. Or, I am allowed to rest. Or, I did my best with what I had. Stick it somewhere you'll see it. When you catch yourself scrolling or critiquing, read the note aloud once. It's simple, almost silly,
And that's precisely why it works. It trains your inner voice to echo the kindness you offer outwardly.
Third, the phone-free shared minute. Pick one meal or one errand this week and agree with one person to put phones away for a single minute of real attention, eye contact, a question, a shared glance. Start with a short prompt. What surprised you today? Or who made you smile recently? Keep it a minute, but really be there. That little ritual amplifies how presence for others becomes presence for yourself. You learn that being fully here is restorative, not draining.
I know some of you might be thinking, these feel small. Will they really change anything? That's a fair question. Small practices compound. A 5-minute listening habit doesn't solve deep wounds overnight, but it rewires the muscle of compassion. If you meet yourself with the same curiosity you offer a neighbor, you start to notice patterns without shame, and that insight is the first step toward healing.
Let's take a moment to reflect together. If you can, pause the episode or sit quietly for a minute. Breathe in, breathe out. I'll guide you with a few gentle questions to journal on or just hold in your mind. When was the last time you felt truly seen? What would it look like to offer yourself the same patience you give to others? What small outward act could you try this week that might reveal something kind about you? Take your time. There's no rush. This is a practice, not a test.
As you come back, remember this core idea. Outward acts of neighborly love are not only about them. They are practice fields for how we learn to treat ourselves. When we listen, when we offer presence, when we remove the barrier of a screen for a minute, we are modeling gentleness for the person in the mirror. The story with Tom wasn't profound because of the act itself, but because it showed me I could be tender toward others and toward me.
If this episode has landed with you, consider a gentle next step. Pick one of the three exercises and do it once this week. No perfection required. If you want to go deeper, we've got other episodes and resources that explore forgiveness, spiritual practices, and longer reflections on Scripture. The invitation is always gentle here. I want to remind you, this is not about performance. It's about practicing small acts that teach us how to be kind to ourselves.
Thank you for sharing these minutes with me. If this episode meant something to you, share it with someone who might need a quiet reminder that loving others can teach us to love ourselves. Subscribe so you don't miss future conversations. And if you can, leave a brief rating or a note. It helps this little circle grow. Love who you are and watch the world change. Love who you are and watch the world change.